smiled at me. I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 29th, 2021. Today is the birthday of American entertainer Pearl Bailey, born in Newport News, Virginia in 1918. Known for her sultry singing and her mischievous humor, she was one of those extraordinary women who dared to bring gender equality and other social issues to the forefront. She was the daughter of the Reverend Joseph James Bailey, and she attributed much of her vocal ability to her childhood singing in church. At the age of 15, she quit her high school in Philadelphia for a career as a singer and dancer. She appeared in various cafes, nightclubs, and theaters in northeastern American cities, and at times she sang with big bands, including those led by Cootie Williams and Count Basie, with each of whom she recorded several albums. An 8-month stint at the Blue Angel in New York in 1944 and 45 led to her joining Cab Calloway for theater and nightclub engagements. She appeared in her first Broadway musical, St. Louis Woman, in 1946, and her first film, Variety Girl, the following year. While she continued to sing in clubs, she also took supporting roles in many films, including Carmen Jones, Porgy and Bess, and All the Fine Young Cannibals. Her most memorable stage role was as matchmaker Dolly Gallagher Levi in an all-black production of the musical Hello, Dolly, first on Broadway in 1967 through 69, and then on tour in the United States and Canada in the late 60s and early to mid-70s. She made frequent television appearances and hosted her own program, The Pearl Bailey Show, in 1971. In her later years, she wrote several books, including The Raw Pearl, Talking to Myself, Pearl's Kitchen, and Hurry Up, America, and Spit. In 1975, she was appointed Special Ambassador to the United Nations by President Gerald Ford. She enrolled in Georgetown University and at age 67 graduated with a bachelor's degree in theology. Her last book, Between You and Me, which appeared in 1989, details her experiences with higher education. In 1988, she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Ronald Reagan. Pearl Bailey died of advanced coronary artery disease at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia on August 17, 1990. She is buried at Rowling Green Memorial Park in Westchester, Pennsylvania, alongside her husband, legendary jazz drummer Louis Belson. Their marriage in 1952 was controversial. She was 6 years older, which wasn't really an issue. But she was also African-American, and Louis was Italian, and for many in America at that time, that was an issue, and in a majority of states, it was also illegal. So they married in London. Later, they adopted 2 children, and by the time of her death, they had been together for nearly 40 years. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 29th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.